This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about one of my favorite subjects today. We have with us Reverend Bill Cook. He is the chief mover, founder of the Black Robed Regiment here in Virginia, where Gun Owners of America is located. And this subject is indeed very important to me. In fact, as I speak, I'm looking at a print that purports to be a representation of the Reverend John Peter Muhlenberg. And this is the chap that is perhaps one of the better known figures of the Black Robed Regiment. In fact, there was a time when I thought perhaps what he had done there in his pulpit in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia in the run-up to the War for Independence was perhaps something that he had done kind of uniquely. Came to find out later that maybe his particular gift for drama might have been somewhat unique, but what he was doing was essentially being replicated up and down the colonies as we got poised for resisting by force of arms the tyranny that was coming out of London. What I was referring to, and it's depicted in this print on my wall, is Muhlenberg has, as we know from history, just finished a sermon based on, I believe, Ecclesiastes 3. There's a time for this and a time for that. And he's reaching for his clerical cassock. And evidently he had just finished by saying there's a time for peace and a time for war. And he begins to cast off his gown, his cassock, and this is the time for war. And he strides down the main aisle of his church building, goes outside, musters probably all but two or three of the men of the congregation, and they rode off to fight with Washington and did not come back, if memory serves, for 8 years. So the Black Robe Regiment that Muhlenberg so famously represents was a for real deal. And I don't want to steal your thunder, Bill, but it's something that King George was well aware of. And he had actually opined, probably more than once, that the regiment that he feared the most was the Black Robed Regiment. So, Reverend Bill Cook, what you have organized here in Virginia is something that George III is probably rolling over his grave about. Nice going.
Thank you.
So, well, go ahead.
You say these things, Larry, because Black Robe Regiment, you know, it sounds almost like a modern-day revolutionary movement, a fringe movement of some kind. But it really, what it was a Black Robe Regiment, which, as you said, was a derisive British reference to the black Cambridge pulpit gowns that the American clergy wore when they preached. And the British, and part of the reason that they used that term was because they really blamed the American clergy for the American Revolution, for what they considered to be the rebellion. And the clergy,
you know, and I think they're correct from the history that I've read. I believe they had that part right. They knew who the enemy was.
Agreed. And I would dare say that there would not have been an American Revolution or a rebellion against British tyranny had the clergy not done the things that they did. And for 15 years preceding the American Revolution, they taught the political ideology that eventually became enshrined in the founding charters or charters of freedom.
So that jives with a quote that I ran across recently of then, it might have been then President John Adams. Anyway, he was a president of the United States in the very early days, and he was making the same view known that you just expressed, and he said that the war for independence began 10 years before, maybe 15, before the first shot was fired, and it was begun in the minds of the American people.
Amen. It really was. It really
and
was.
And, of course, it was the clergy that got that. If they didn't plant that view in every colonist's mind, in every colonist willing to support the war effort, they sure watered those seeds. They didn't plant.
Certainly did. They certainly did. And you know, it's very interesting. You talked about Peter Muhlenberg's story. Peter was a preacher. Peter von Muhlenberg, as his name was. He was located up in Woodstock, Virginia, and he pastored English-speaking Church of England congregations and German-speaking Lutheran congregations because he was of German stock. In fact, it was Peter's father, Frederick Augustus, that founded the Lutheran Church in America.
Makes me think that he might have been bilingual.
Yes, I'm sure he was bilingual, no doubt. And he was also a member of the Virginia House of Burgesses, so he was active in state politics. And when the alarm spread throughout the colonies prior to the Revolution, after Lexington, Muhlenberg was in Richmond when Patrick Henry gave his Liberty or Death speech.
Oh, and my.
It was during that time that Muhlenberg was asked by George Washington to join Patrick Henry in taking a commission in the Continental Army as a colonel. So Muhlenberg rode back and took him about 6 days to get back up to Woodstock, Virginia, on horseback. And when he arrived, word spread quickly throughout what was known as the Valley, or the frontier, the American frontier, that he was going to preach his farewell sermon on January 21 at Emanuel Church in Woodstock. It was then a little log church in Woodstock. And word got out, the colonies were electric with concern over what the British had done. The British had done far less than our government does today to tyrannize the American people. And there was so much angst that people came from all over the valley. And the church was filled to capacity and overflowing. There were people standing out in the church cemetery to hear. So Muhlenberg had to really trumpet his message out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, which begins with, "To everything, oh, it's well known, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven, time to be born, time to die, and so forth." And when he got to the verse that said there's a time for war, a time for peace, Muhlenberg closed his sermon, said the benediction, and then rather than just come down from the pulpit and greet the people and pray with people, he then began to take off his robe in the pulpit. And when he did that, he was standing before his pulpit in full uniform as a colonel in the Continental Army with his sword by his side.
Bill, let me jump in right here. A mischievous thought just occurred to me. Wouldn't you say he was mixing church and state?
I think he really was. And I think that separation of church and state was nowhere at all in anyone's thinking during the colonies. It was America was ubiquitously religious and Christian. He definitely, the concept never ended, it never entered the colonial minds, the idea of separation, the way we are using it today. And so
maybe George III would have liked to have separated them. He didn't like that Black Robe Regiment. He'd have put them all in jail, I guess, if he could have, to separate them from the people.
But Muhlenberg then came down from the pulpit. He ordered drums to begin beating for recruits at the rear of the church. And when all was said and done in Woodstock, he had recruited 300 men from the frontier churches to form the 8th Virginia Regiment. And he was one of the first commissioned colonels to fill his regiment, to staff his regiment. And during the American Revolution, Muhlenberg had a very successful military career. He was promoted to brigadier general, became one of Washington's most capable brigadier generals. And at the end of the war, he was brevetted to major general. And so for those
that is very impressive. Let's pick up with where we've gotten to Pastor General Muhlenberg. We're going to be back after these messages, and we're talking with Reverend Bill Crook and his experience with the Black Robe Regiment here in Virginia.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Reverend Bill Crook. We're talking about the Black Robe Regiment, one of the principal factors in the development of our war for independence. And as Bill has already stated, it's quite arguable that without these pastors throughout the colonies preaching what a sin against God it was to be subject to a tyrant, the necessity of overthrowing the yoke, throwing off the yoke of tyranny, it's quite possible that we would not have had a war for independence, and certainly not when we had that war for independence. And, Bill, I'm glad you mentioned it also, that they were provoked by a whole lot less government intrusion and tyranny than we suffer today. I know the Bill of the Constitution, let me get it right, the Declaration of Independence talks about after a long train of abuses. In other words, the colonists didn't fly off the handle the first time some British soldier raped an American woman in her home. They had a long train of abuses before they finally said, that's it. And we've so far passed that threshold today, it's almost hard to imagine. But anyway, we were talking about General Muhlenberg, a.k.a. Pastor John Peter Muhlenberg, from Woodstock, Virginia, out in the most beautiful part of our state in the valley. And he was a major figure. As you pointed out, he went from the pulpit to eventually one of the top counselors at war with George Washington. And he fought quite a long time alongside George Washington. And I just want to reiterate what I had learned not too long ago, that happily, Muhlenberg was really typical of so many of the colonial clergy. They not only preached resistance to tyranny, but when war came, as was Muhlenberg, they were elected to head up their own units that went and fought alongside of Washington. Very, very typical were the Black Robe Regiment pastors who, when the fighting started and their men got involved in the war, they were elected a captain or some office of that sort, and they were there as not only pastor counselor, but as military leader of their men. Really a remarkable generation. I think maybe that could have been the greatest generation ever.
I think so. I think it is, Larry. And the reason we started the Black Robe Regiment here in Virginia was because as I watched what was happening during the years in the Obama administration and the things that were being done to our country, the way liberty was just being destroyed and evaporated, I was extremely concerned. And at the same time, I was learning about the history of the Black Robe Regiment. I was very inspired by it. So I realized, I came to the realization that it's imperative that clergy rise up again and really lead a movement to take this country to turn this country back to God and to be, and assert themselves in the civil society, in our government, our civil government and so forth. Because I really believe if that doesn't happen, you know, the church has got to weigh in on what's happening in our country. Because if it doesn't, we'll lose liberty. You know, God's word tells us that, the Bible tells us that the spirit of the age is the spirit that works in the sons of disobedience. The impetus of those who do not know God is the spirit of this age. That would be the devil. But mm-hmm. The sons of God, there's liberty in their hearts. And it's impossible even for people that don't know Christ to even fully understand liberty, much less support and defend it and secure it. So it's imperative that the church not be separated from government. And in fact, if the church continues to buy into the idea of separation, if pastors buy into that idea, we're going to lose the country, because the church is the only thing that can bring this country back to its foundations of liberty. So that's what I have a conviction of that, and I just believe it's imperative. It's actually irresponsible for clergy to not do their job in that. And a lot of clergy are rising up and doing that, but we need more. It needs to become much more prevalent in the church.
When I was in college and I studied some history, there was some pointing out that the American Revolution, they didn't say why, but the American Revolution turned out differently from the French Revolution. And the French Revolution was clearly a war against God. Not only did they chop off the heads of the nobility, But they weren't too kind with churchmen either, and particularly those that understood the biblical imperatives of limiting government so there can be liberty for God-fearing people. And we turned out so differently from the way they did in France. That, in and of itself, should teach us that there was something, if you will, exceptional about what was happening in America in the run-up to and during and after our war for independence. It was so unlike the almost simultaneous revolution in France and subsequent revolutions that have occurred from that time on. Generally, when we see an uprising of people against tyranny, not always. I've seen a couple of exceptions with my own eyes in the Philippines and in Guatemala. But generally, they end up moving in the direction of the French Revolution. And I would submit that it was the clergy here in the United States keeping their hand on the till, if you will, of the rudder of the American spirit that guided us away from what could be a very understandable human reaction of just go kill them all, like they did in France.
Right. Well, and so it's there was an understanding among colonists, again, because of the clergy. They understood that they had a duty of self-defense. It's a God-given right. It's a natural right. And the clergy preached on that principle. And, in fact, one of the other clergy that was a seminal figure in the American Revolution was Reverend Jonas Clark, who was pastor of a church in Lexington. And two of the founding fathers.
He put his money where his mouth was, didn't he?
He did. The two of the founding fathers, Sam Adams and John Hancock, were frequent visitors to his home. So when Paul Revere rode into Lexington to announce that the British were coming, Clark's home was the first place that he stopped. And when he stopped there, Hancock and Sam Adams were both there because one of the reasons he stopped there, he knew that if the British had captured those men, they would have been probably tried and hung. So he let them know. And when he let them know that the British were coming, one of the two founders turned to Jonas Clark, the pastor, and they asked him, "Sir, are your people ready?" To which the pastor responded, "I prepared them for this very hour." Clark was a brilliant man. He had studied.
And by the way, it wasn't just an exhortation from the pulpit. Maybe I'm jumping ahead where you want to go, but he was there the day that the Battle of Lexington was fought. He was one of the handful of colonists that tried to muster a firing line.
Tell you about that too when we return.
Okay, great. We'll be back with Reverend Bill Cook. And before we get started, when we're back, let's give out your website. When we get back.
Yeah, okay.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today, the topic for the Gun Owners News Hour is the Black Robed Regiment, something that played an extremely significant role in our war for independence. And that spirit has not completely disappeared. And Reverend Bill Cook, a Virginia clergyman, has been doing what he can to revivify that spirit here in Virginia. And there is somewhat here and there a national movement among many clergymen to do the same thing. But as far as Virginia is concerned, you're certainly organized to the point. You've got a website. Let's give that out so folks can get more information.
Yeah. It's currently undergoing some revision, but it is the website is blackroberegiment.us.
Okay, all spelled out. Black Robed Regiment.
No, US. No, just ROBE Regiment.
Black Robe. Okay, blackroberegiment.us.
Right.
Black Robe Regiment. Nope, it's not past tense. It's all nouns in there. Black Robe Regiment. .us. Good. That, I think, is important. And if you can't get on it successfully, folks, as Pastor Cook just said, this is a work undergoing some revisions, so please be patient. It will be useful very shortly, I'm sure. So,
and if people would like to join our mailing list, they can do that by sending me an email at rebrev@blackroberegiment.us.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good. Yeah, I think it's important because there's a lot of activity here and there, and you're certainly, you've got the pulse of this. In fact, there's one of your colleagues, former Oklahoma State Representative Dan Fisher, who's a candidate for governor in Oklahoma. And do we need a somebody to replace retiring Governor Fallon. She vetoed a pro-Second Amendment bill recently, and this is a Republican. May she not hurry back. and let's hope that Reverend Dan Fisher gets in the saddle there in Oklahoma City to lead the state of Oklahoma away from the abyss of gun control that the current Republican governor put them in. So, but anyway, the movement seems to be, it's not been extinguished. There's still a pulse in some of the pulpits, Pastor Cook, and I'm glad that we can report on that.
Yes, we definitely, in here in Virginia, one of the things we did is, and this wasn't just the Black Robe Regiment. This was under the auspices of the Virginia Watchman Council, which is which met. We had 26 pastors in Richmond recently, and we vetted the three candidates running for the U.S. Senate in Virginia, and we also gave out an endorsement. We endorsed the candidate, and we also endorsed several other candidates who are running for Congress. It's because we feel that that the church needs to really express its members who we support as candidates in this country. And it's again, it's those that are godly men. It was speaking of Jonas Clark. One of the things that he said, I'm trying to find it right now. But Clark said. Let me see if I can find this quote. I don't think I can. But, again, the preachers advocated for godly men, leaders in government who were godly men, who feared God, who were not given to covetousness, much unlike what we see today in our political arena. They advocated for godly leaders. And what we see today in government is a lot of leaders who aren't godly, who don't really fear God, and God only knows where they get their motivation from, but it's really bad. We see the fruit of it today. You look at the attacks on our president today, who's trying to do good things. He's just being unreasonably attacked for things that are irrelevant.
In fact, I would say that's a measure of what a good job Trump is doing and is trying to do. The fact that he's got such an unremitting attack coming from the media and the Democrats, but then I repeat myself, it should be some indication that Donald Trump, whatever you think of his past, is so much more on the right track than any president that we've had in almost my lifetime. I think he's even doing a better job than Ronald Reagan. He's a lot less willing to give in to the other side than even was Reagan. And it's just stunning to me that this guy has come out of a non-political, non-office-holding background. And my assumption is that whatever he lacks in a consistent conservative philosophy, he seems to have instincts honed by the fact that the establishment, be they Republican or Democrat, were such a pain in the neck for him as a businessman that he's come to Washington to settle a few scores.
I think so. I think he definitely did. Really true.
So he may not have a black robe on, but he's certainly, I think he's a friend of the black robes. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think that he is. In fact, during the campaign season and during the early days of his administration, I had heard that there were a lot of ministers in his circle that were ministering to him and praying with him, and you can see the influence of that on him in some of the things that he's doing, a lot of things that he's saying. And some of them said that he had prayed to receive Christ at one point, and I don't have much about that other than that's what I've heard and been told.
Well, I've heard the same thing. I don't have any firsthand information, but I do know from people that I know who are connected to Robert Jeffress's Baptist Church, mega church in Fort Worth, Texas, that he's at least one of the evangelical pastors who is in regular contact, in Jeffress's case, weekly, often, of course, by phone, with the president. And Jeffress is not only a pastor of the gospel and leading people to salvation through Jesus Christ, but he's also very politically attuned, and he sees the connection between the Bible and political action. And that's one of the major people that have the ear of our president. And I would submit that somewhere along the line, I'm willing to believe these reports. In fact, they do emanate from some of the people at that Baptist church in Fort Worth, that the president did make that profession of faith. And one of the reasons that I tend to believe that, other than the reports of the frequent contact, regular contact with Pastor Jeffress, is the fact that the, for all intents and purposes, the president's potty mouth has pretty much disappeared. And I can remember in my own case, when I became a Christian as a young adult, one of the easiest things, the most obvious things for me to correct, was my potty mouth. I probably didn't sound a whole lot different from the old Donald Trump. But as in his case, which I'm seeing, certainly I can verify that as a new Christian, that's one of the easiest things, the most obvious things to go to work on. And so let's hope that, in fact, that obvious and external measure of a man may be a reflection of what actually is inside of him.
Indeed. I'd like to finish up telling you a little bit about Jonas Clark, the pastor
of
Lexington. The next day, when the Battle of Lexington unfolded on Lexington Green, the people who were killed were 8 members of his congregation who were killed. 10 of them were wounded. And after that battle, word spread throughout the colony, outrage spread throughout the colonies, and
let's return to that battle. I want you to have time to really dig into that. So we're going to be back with Reverend Bill Cook, who will pick up at the Battle of Lexington on Lexington Green after these messages.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Reverend Bill Cook. He is the organizer of the Virginia Black Robe Regiment. And as we were discussing earlier, and I don't want to run out of time and neglect to give it out, the website again is Black Robe Regiment, all nouns, blackroberegiment.us. And if you want to get a hold of him and get on his email list, which I'm going to do right after we finish this show, it's rev@blackroberegiment.us. Did I get that right?
Rev@blackroberegiment.us, correct.
Good. Okay. Now, we were on Lexington Green, as it were, when we came to that last break. Why don't you pick up there? Reverend Jonas Clark, the pastor of that congregation there in the little village of Lexington, had some firsthand experience with being in the Black Robe Regiment because he was getting shot at with the rest of his congregation there on Lexington Green at what was a poor representation of a proper British firing line. But these were the guys that had the backbone to stand up against the world's mightiest army. No joke, they were at that time. And these ragtag farmers and shopkeepers stood there on that firing line. It almost chokes me up even now to think of what they did.
Yes, and again, all the people that were killed in that battle were members of his congregation. All the people that lay wounded on Lexington Green after that battle were members of his congregation. And so he also paid a very heavy price in that battle. And after that event, the outrage that spread throughout the colonies was so great. That was part of the basis of Patrick Henry's Liberty of Death speech. And some of the sermons that were preached pursuant to that event were very fire. They were hellfire and brimstone sermons about what the British had done.
By the way, let me just jump in and make sure everybody listening gets it. What the British were after that day, they were not there to collect taxes. They were there to get ammunition that was being stored in municipal magazines, and their principal target was Concord, where they, after they left Lexington, they were actually repulsed at Concord. They didn't get over the bridge into town. And the British Army was given a spanking that day that was really humiliating. They never believed in all their lives that something like that could happen. And there they were, getting their numbers reduced by about 25%. A regiment of 800 didn't all make it back to Boston that day because there were men with conviction that had been nourished by the Black Robe Regiment.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, you can make, there's a strong case that's been made that the American Revolution was not fought over taxation without representation, right. Although that would be an outrage, but it was really fought over the British effort to disarm the colonies.
Right.
And you know, I wrote a paper about that recently, Larry, called the Second Amendment. It secures the rest of our liberties. And so there's a concerted effort right now to disarm the American people. Every time there's a mass shooting, like the one that just happened in Florida and the one that happened in Florida, the one in Texas, whenever that happens, it's an effort to disarm the American people. It's really an effort to impose tyranny on us because authorities know that they really can't do everything they want to do while the American people have arms. And so the effort is really to disarm law-abiding Americans. And the colonists saw British efforts to disarm them as what they were, an effort to impose tyranny on the colonies. And so that really precipitated the American War for Independence, the effort to disarm them. So
they were they had banned the importation of ball and powder, which was the ammunition of the day. And they saw the same as the Nancy Pelosi's and Dianne Feinstein's of our time, that if you make it hard to get ammunition, if not impossible, think the so-called fingerprints on ammunition, which would be just impossible to nobody could afford ammunition if there were some sort of unique mark being made on each round. The same idea at work today that was being attempted by Georgie III back in that day. So tyranny's particular targets may change a little bit, but essentially they're after the same things then as well as now.
Right. I mean, tyrants do not like to be shot at, even though they realize that they deserve to be shot at. They don't like it, and so it's they have a pretty good idea they cannot run a bullet of any kind. Actually, you mentioned the musket. Really, that was the AR-15 of the American Revolution, the ball and powder. And so any effort to disarm the American people, to eviscerate the Second Amendment, to remove the Second Amendment, to weaken it, it's really an effort to impose tyranny on the American people.
I think Lyndon Johnson should be given sort of a bit role in this play that we're examining, a real-life play. It was Lyndon Johnson that was really chapped by the criticisms emanating from America's pulpits because he was a really vile individual and a real gun-grabbing statist, if there ever were one. And so Johnson just decided that he was going to sign off on some legislation that unconstitutionally was intended to gag churches. And if they wanted to go the tax-exempt route for being able to operate, which they don't have to, but that's frequently adopted as a good idea, quote-unquote, to encourage contributions because they'll be tax-deductible.
For that reason... Black Robe Regiment we've chosen not to be a 501c3 because I really don't want us to come under that prohibition on political speech in the pulpits. We should be able to advocate for whatever we want as long as it's the truth. And
it's a prohibition that we should be working to get rid of, and hopefully the Black Robe Regiment will see the day while you and I are still on this earth that that is accomplished. But you're quite right. Until we get rid of the Johnson Amendment, then churches will do better and be able to have their voice. It gets rid of their laryngitis, if you will, by not being subject to the IRS code.
Right, and we've paid a price for that in terms of the level of offerings that we've received. They've been very limited because there's a ubiquitous feeling within the church that somehow the 501c3 is a good thing. You know, it's reflective that people... who start ministries will apply for 501c3 status. And, we didn't do that. And, you know, I had no idea what it would do in terms of affecting our ability to raise funds, but it's had a big impact. So if anybody would like to support us, they can do that as well. Best bet for that is just send me an email and I'll send them information on how to do that.
Well, and again, the email is rev@blackroberegiment.us.
Correct.
Is that right? Good.
Correct.
I definitely want to get on that email list myself. I think that, and that's one of the ways we're trying to get rid of these characters like the Masters of the Universe at Facebook and Twitter and so forth, who have devised ways to suppress the dissemination of conservative Christian information. Well, if somebody gets on the gun owners' email list at gunowners.org, they don't have to worry about what Mr. Zuckerberg is going to do over at Facebook. In fact, I've weaned myself off of Facebook. There is a budding alternative. It's called MeWe.com, and there they play it straight. They're just a neutral platform, and views of all kinds can be presented on that platform, and they're not playing games like Mr. Zuckerberg does, who's trying to put his thumb on the balance of elections to turn this country left, when in fact I think this country still is center-right, and it will probably be more likely to stay center-right if the Black Robe Regiment continues to man a bunch of pulpits throughout the country. So we've got our challenges, but I think you guys have risen to it, and it's very encouraging that you do have a congregation, and others like you have congregations, and one of your number has now at least got some chance to be the next governor of Oklahoma. Man, that almost makes me wonder if I could move to Oklahoma if Dan Fisher is the governor out there. And so you guys are doing some good things at the Black Robe Regiment. And you go to blackroberegiment.us, that's their website. And Reverend Cook is rev@blackroberegiment.us. Reverend Cook, thank you so much for the interview. I hope we've maybe planted some seeds and begun the watering of them.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Larry. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.